Everybody for learning so well this morning. It was a pleasure discussing the sugya with you, and we'll see, hopefully learning it together, what we're able to do, and hopefully try to bring the pieces together. The question we have presented is if a person is in the army, and now, he had a choice. The choice was, they're going to let you out of the army either to fulfill, to be on Shabbat Zachor, to fulfill the mitzvah of Zachor, and if you're able to do that, you'd be able to read the Megillah when you're in the army by yourself. Or do you say no? They gave you the other option that either you can go out for Zachor, or what else can you do? You can go out for Purim and hear the Megillah. And the question of Zachor, that's going to be the question. Those are the two options. Which do you do? So that's the question. Now, to attack this, at the end, we're going to talk about the machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham. That's going to be a lot of today's shiur. But before that, we have to define what's going on nowadays in our minhagim, in our halachot, which means that we have this thing called Shabbat Zachor. What do we do in Shabbat Zachor? Where do we read from? Parshat Zachor, which you saw was the Dvarim, right? The case of Dvarim, right? In Dvarim, that's what we do nowadays. And seemingly, what are we doing? Is this a mitzvah min haTorah to have Parshat Zachor? The answer is yes. There's a mitzvah to read Parshat Zachor. Okay, now already that's a chidush. That's already the chidush that you saw from the Rosh. That says what? Most other kriyot haTorah is only midrabanan. Machloket, whether it's an individual obligation, a communal obligation. But Parshat Zachor, possibly Parshat Parah, we're not doing that now. It's a machloket. But Parshat Zachor, says the Rosh, is a mitzvah asei min haTorah. Okay? And that's where you saw the Gemara at the beginning of Brachot, where Rabbi Eliezer was Meshachrer, was Eved. How can you do that? Lo'olam bahem tavodu. You're not allowed to release your Eved. The Gemara said, mitzvah shani. The Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's a mitzvah of Babel Veira. The Gemara answered, mitzvah of the Rabbim shani. The question is, what's that mitzvah of the Rabbim? Rashi had said it's a mitzvah of Kedusha. Tosfot said, which I can ask you to see, is a mitzvah of Tefillah. Okay? But the Rosh says, you know what the mitzvah of the Rabbim is? What must we be talking about? What are we talking about? Parshat Zachor. Parshat Zachor. That's the mitzvah of the Rabbim. Parshat Zachor. Right? If you have that in your first source in front of you, have it in front of you, this is what the Rosh had said. Shelo matzino lo ikar min haTorah. The only way that we have a case, okay, just to be exact, what I said at the beginning wasn't exact. The Rosh had said, there's a case of Aseh the Rabbim, and he agreed with Rashi that it's a Nekdashi B'toch Ben Yisrael, the Aseh of being the Kadesh Hashem B'Rabbi Uten, okay, but do not tell me that it's Kriyat HaTorah, says the Rosh, because Kriyat HaTorah is with the Rabbanan. He said, the only time you have a Doraita, the Mesamali, the Mayim Basara Doraita, Kigon Likro Parshat Zachor Shumina Torah. Meaning the Rosh wants to say, the Gemara there that's talking about Aseh the Rabbim is not talking about Kriyat HaTorah. Because that's only one case. The one case is Parshat Zachor. So the Rosh says that what happens? To read Dvarim, which is what we do nowadays in Shabbat Zachor, we learned that you have what? You have a chiyuv to what? To read Parshat Zachor Dvarim. When? Not sure when yet. That's maybe what the Chachamim are going to mitakeh. But definitely the Ramban, the first thing that the Rosh says is what? 1 second before the question. The first thing that the Rosh says is that we have a chiyuv to have what? The chiyuv, the kriyat haTorah, is Zachor min haTorah, and that's different than all the other kriyot. That part clear? Very good. So he doesn't say, how do we know that? Okay? There is some conjecture what to do. The Mishnah Berurah brought down where he learned it from. Okay? From the Megillah and Daf Yud Chet, if you saw that in the Mishnah Berurah that you read, that said that there was a hekesh of Zechira with a Sefer and a Zechira with a Sefer. Very important. If you look at that source, that was in source number 9. That question was answered. That he had said, did I not bring that down? It's definitely there. It's not in this Mishnah Berurah. It's not in Mishnah Berurah. Yeah. It's definitely in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe not the ones I gave you. Did I give you that? Your dollar. I did give it to you. Tichtiv, source 8. Tichtiv zachor et asher asa, v'gamrinam b'gemara, that's in Megillah Yurchet, dahai zachor hainu ba'amira mitoch ha-sefer dafka, v'lo dai b'ma sheyikva zebelibo. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting and saying what? To answer Mr. Gavriel's question, that so far what we've seen from the Rush is that there is a, as opposed to all of the Kriyot, you have a mitzvah of Zachor, to read Zachor, what? Mitoch HaSefer, because of Gzeir Shava, the Gemara says, and Daf Yudchet, okay? And what else does he say? It's a mitzvah min HaTorah, okay? It's a mitzvah of Zachor min HaTorah, correct? Mitoch HaSefer. And what else? One other piece? Can I do it alone, or is it that I need a mini?
The Rabbanan that you need a...
At the Rabbanan, over here. According to the Rush. You need a mini.
You can't do without 10 people.
You need 10 people, that's what he said. As opposed, right? He says that this Kriya min HaTorah is different than all other Kriyot that are Midah Rabbanan. This one is the only one that's Doraita. That's the first thing the Rush said.
It's not having Doraita.
We know that it's Doraita. What do you have to be? He says, you're trying to say, how do you know that what? The Chiyuv to read Zachor min HaTorah?
Yeah.
Where is the source to say this?
The source, like,
he says this is from the Gzeir Shabbat. I'm trying to answer your question here. Ten, he says. Does he say that? I mean, the concept of, I mean, at this point he doesn't say. He just says that it's min HaTorah. He does add that it's got to be Mitoch HaSefer because the Gzeir Shava of Zachor. And Zachor in the Gemara Megillah, that's just from Sefer. And it's got to be in 10. That's what we got from the Rush. Okay? Is it from what? Oh, so we'll see. Okay, he doesn't say. That's going to be right here. Now, first of all, does everyone agree with this?
Yeah.
Does everyone agree with this?
In the sources?
No. Not everyone agrees with this. Okay, that the Rosh says that you have a mitzvah in HaTorah to read Zachor, which is Dvarim Perachafei, the Pesukim that you read. It's min HaTorah. It's, right, there are three steps. A, B is that it's got to be from the Sefer, and C, it's got to be from 10. Which points are disagreed upon?
C.
Somebody says that you don't have to read Zachor with 10 people?
That is not min HaTorah.
What's not min HaTorah?
The 10 people.
Ah, very good. Who said that? And who is it based on? Very, very good. Mishnah Berurah quoting whom? No? No? Oh, we'll see that. The idea is that what? You want to say that Zachor, what'd you say? That the Chiyuv to have 10 is not min HaTorah, but rather it's what?
Min HaRabbanan.
Min HaRabbanan. That the Rabbanan tiknu that you should have zachor with 10 people. Correct?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Meaning, do not say that it's a mitzvah min haTorah. Everyone will say, of course you have to read zachor, because it's min haTorah. Right? You've heard that before? Of course. Meaning, Sabayoni had said it's very important to read Megillah. It's true. But the first thing people would say, what type of question is this, Rabbi? The question is, zachor is min haTorah. So you shouldn't even have to think about it. Zachor is min haTorah. So then what? So then for sure, it's not even a question. You do zachor, you don't do Megillah if you have that choice. Comes Mr. Miller and says to me, one second, Rabbi. Not everyone agrees that you have to have 10 with a minyan. Already the Ramban, when you learn the Ramban, did the Ramban mention at all that Zachor needs to be the minyan? No. And to answer your question, I think Mr. Somech was right. If I had to guess, his source of Zachor min haTorah might be that what? This. Right? Is the word Zachor that we're going to get to. I think you're correct. It's going to be from the Pasuk Zachor. Okay? Give me one second. So that's number one. So that's how we phrase the question. I'll take the question in a second, Rav. Okay? The Ramban, that doesn't say the Rambanan, right? It should have said the Ramban. Says the Ramban, right? There's no mitzvah min haTorah to have, right? This is against, right? C. There's no mitzvah min haTorah to have a tent. That's what the rabbis, when we have these four parshiot, the rabbis, that's why I got confused. The rabbi said that what? You need to read Zachor with a minyan. Okay? So then, if that's true, so then maybe the question makes a little more sense. Maybe. Right? We start with the question, which one should I choose? Should I choose Zachor with a minyan? Or should I choose Megillah? So hold on. Because Zachor with a minyan might not actually be min haTorah. The Rabbanan instituted with a minyan that you should do it. Okay? So maybe it's not so clear anymore. Everyone hear how I just, based on what Mr. Miller said, that the question isn't as clear or as sharp as it was?
Doesn't the Rabban say
Sibur? Doesn't the Rabban say what?
He says
Sibur.
No,
yeah, he says
Sibur.
Yeah. So he doesn't.
Yeah, no, that's quoting the Sifri. He's quoting the Sifri. Okay, let's read the Ramban inside. Okay, the Ramban said, first the Ramban asked, it says, both Lo Tishkach, and what else? It says Zachor, so what do I do? He quotes the Midrash to say that Zachor is Bepel Lo Tishkach is Bolev. And then he says, I don't know, and this is what we're going to get to right now, he says, I don't know how you fulfill Zachor. Right now we've been talking about the levels. We're going to get to in a second what exactly is Zachor, which is what we're starting to right now. He says, if you want to say like the Midrash says, that Zechira is B'peh, so then, what is that? How do I fulfill that? Im lomar, shenikra parshat Amalek b'tzivu, v'nimseinu l'meidim min haTorah b'shniya zachor, v'yesmach l'mikra megillah min haTorah. But he doesn't agree with this, because he says, v'anachom meina, just so you understand. He says, maybe you want to tell me that what does this mean? Do you have to read Parsha Amalek B'tzibur? Then you would find the Mseinu Medina in Torah that the second week, which is going to be in our case, the third right now, Zachor, the Esmach, the Mikra, the Gilam in Torah. Maybe, but he disagrees with it. Because he says, V'anachon Be'inai. Not that way. You with me? V'anachon Be'inai is, this is my definition. I mean, he does not agree with that, in theory, maybe, that it's, you'd have to read B'tzibur, but he himself clearly disagrees with those last two lines of the first paragraph, saying that the min haTorah, it does not mean that Parshat Amalek is B'tzibur, because then in a certain level you would have a remnant of Mikra Megillah from the Torah, and they don't say that. Okay? Therefore, he disagrees with that. And therefore, he says at this point, he says that the Ramban is saying that Tiknu Zachor with 10.
Where is that explicit?
It's not explicit, it's implicit. It's implicit. By the concept of him not saying like the Rosh said, which is a chidush. Okay? Because he comes on to explain what Zachor is right now, which is what I want to get to. Okay? Now, so far now we've set up the question better. Because the actual chiyuv, to be 100% correct here, this is C. I want to go now within the Ramban. Does he agree that there's a mitzvah of Zachor min haTorah?
Yeah.
And so yes, he agrees with that. Now, what the mitzvah is, we're going to get to it in a second. Okay? But if I want to put this for a second, A, he agrees. There is a mitzvah of Zachor. Check. It, does he say that it has to be mitoch ha-sefer? Not so sure. Not so sure. Okay? C is the big disagreement when we said that the 10 is only a takanat de Rabbanan. So far, so good? So now, if it's only a takanah de Rabbanan, to have all this hoopla that there's a takanah in institution, the rabbis instituted by 10, so then why would I choose to have to go to a minyan to get off my base versus going to a minyan for Mikra Megillah? That's, we're back to our question. So to be able to understand this, I think the next part would be is to understand what is the mitzvah of Zachor. Meaning, if I have to choose to fulfill my mitzvah of Zachor versus Mikra Megillah, now it's going to be flipped around now. Because of this, it might be flipped around. Why would it be flipped around? Because we know the Gemara Megillah says what? All the other mitzvahs go out the door when it comes to Mikra Megillah. It's a mitzvah of Overit. It's a time sensitive, not time bound, but time sensitive mitzvah called Mitzvah Overit, which means that what? When the Gemara even says Mivatel Talmud Torah, Mivatel Kohanim from all their Avodah, go do Mitzvah Megillah. Correct? So maybe I should do Mitzvah Megillah. So let's figure out, the question now is going to be when we do it, is to understand the Machlok and the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham, is how do I fulfill what happens? So maybe, what do I say? Maybe I should do what? Maybe I should get out for Megillah. Maybe I should get out for Megillah. Why? Because there are other times in the year that I can fulfill my mitzvah of Zachor. Everyone hear that opportunity? That Efsharut? Is the only... Part of the question that we presented is that is number four the only possibility? Is number four the only possibility of being Yotze my Zachor on Shabbat Zachor? Is that necessarily true? Because that's where the question comes that you're limited. I can only go Shabbat Zachor or go Megillah. Everyone with me? So maybe that's not true. Maybe there are other times, and this is what you saw in the Mishnah Berurah. That talked about this concept, that according to the Magen Avraham, that it said what? What did the Magen Avraham say? What it's better to do? The Magen Avraham says what? Velim yireh, to explain what people do. What did the Magen Avraham say? What do you do first? You, if you have a choice, says the Magen Avraham, that what? What do you do? Tov yoter. The Magen Avraham says, you hear this? The Magen Avraham says, what does the Magen Avraham say?
That it's better to go.
Better to go, says the Magen Avraham. Better to go to where? Go choose Megillah B'tzibur. This is what he chooses. At first thought, what are you talking about? Didn't he say Zachor is min HaTorah? How can you choose a Megillah, which is a mitzvah mid Rabbanan, over Zachor? Even the Ramban agrees that it's a mitzvah of Zachor. Right? This one might be the answer right here. We'll get there. So he says, choose Megillah Mitzibor. Correct? Why? What does he say?
So you can do both.
How can I do both? Close. What did he say? From these things. What did he say? He says, no problem. Choose Magen Avraham says, choose what? Choose to be able, if you get out, choose to go get out and read Megillah, not by yourself on the base, but go to your shul to recreate Megillah B'tzibur. Why? Because what can I do? Is it more important? Everybody agrees that Zachor is min HaTorah.
But if Megillah, you remember Zachor.
He didn't say that. That's a good. That already you're starting to think well, which means that one second you're trying to say that I could fulfill both of them. How can I fulfill Zachor? You had said by Megillah. He doesn't say that. I brought that up as a possibility. What does he say? Is that what he says?
No, he doesn't say that. Like a parsha that you read on Purim, it talks about Amalek.
Oh! Oh no! So what does it say? What does he say to do? What he says is, I could what? I could read by Avoh Amalek by Purim. And therefore, number four is not the only time you could be Yotzir Mitzvah on Shabbat Zachor. I can do it on Purim Day. And I can fulfill my mitzvah of what? Of Zichira via reading via Avoh Amalek on Purim. Everyone with me?
So you're both got the energy there. Yeah.
So therefore I'm able to be Mekayim Shtehem. But I should choose what? If I'm on my base, according to the Magen Avraham, I choose what?
Megillah.
Go to Megillah B'Tzibur, because I can get option number two. Right? Hold on. I can do option number two over there, which is, okay. Choose. I have to choose, right? He's saying, it's Ayidechad, but I'm Yotze. Right? The bottom line is, life has ideal. You have to try to do your ideal, but you also have to deal with reality. I'm in the army now. I can't do both. So what do? Make sure you get Megillah B'Tzibur, he says. It's a very important mitzvah over it, presuming Nisa, etc. And then you get also option number two, you'll be able to be Yotze, your mitzvah of Zachor, via the reading of Parshat B'Shamach on Purim morning. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Okay? Correct?
Yeah.
Your Yotze mitzvah Zachor via Vo Amalek on Purim. Now, let's understand, before we attack this, the Mishnah Berurah attacks. Okay, before even the Mishnah Berurah attacks, give me 1 second, unless, is it a question on that, or is it kind of a mixture of both for me? What do you got?
My question is the assumption that you're hearing Megillah of Tzibur the night of, before, because this, I'm assuming this is the day, because you're listening to the hearing Parsha. During the day.
Yeah, so the assumption is during the day. Which is also good, also because there's a difference between the night chiyuv and the day chiyuv. And according to most poskim, the day chiyuv is even more important than the night. Okay? So that's what we're doing, because you're assuming you're getting out. Let's assume that. Or even, again, you could assume for now, just to make it even easier, you're getting out for all part. So you're getting out nighttime and during the day. Okay, I don't need to limit that as much. Okay? But we know the Mishnah Berurah attacks the Magen Avraham. Before we look at the Mishnah Berurah's attack on the Magen Avraham, I want to take a step back. Because part of it is, the Magen Avraham is saying, you could be Yotze via Avoh Amalek. What is the mitzvah of Zachor? I need help. What is the mitzvah of Zachor that both the Rosh and the Ramban agree you have a mitzvah asay of Zachor? Okay? What is the mitzvah? So what's the problem? Somech says it's to wipe them out. So that's called the mitzvah of
wiping them out.
That's called the mitzvah of mechiyat amalek, not the mitzvah of zachor. So what is the mitzvah of zachor? I asked you to read the parshiot. Give me a second. I asked you to read the parshiot. Okay. What is the difference? There seems to be some differences between the two parshiot. Correct. What are the differences between the two parshiot?
It doesn't say Lo Tishchach in the one of Purim. In Vayavar Malek Purim.
Tell me, first of all, what is the main difference between Dvarim versus Shmot? What are the main differences?
Dvarim, you have commandments, right?
What? Dvarim what?
Dvarim, you have commandments, right?
Shmot, it's
Hashem. Dvarim, the commandment is what? The focus is on?
You, B'nai Israel.
And there's
Number one is the difference in the Mechiyah. The Mechiyah that Malik is done by whom?
By you. Israel.
There's a Tzivoy to do it by a B'nai Israel. Tichet et Zecher Amalek. Versus the case in Shemot, what is it?
By Hashem.
It's Macho Emchet et Zecher Amalek. That's talking about who's doing it?
Hashem.
Hashem. That's one difference, 100%. As opposed to B'nai Israel, that is Hashem. What else is the other difference, the first difference? Interesting. There, here it talks about where we're weak. It talks about them that they attacked us by Yizanei Becha Kol Nechashalim Acharecha Bata Yevi Agel. And according to Bishalach, doesn't mention that as much.
Also, Dvarim says lo tishchach.
Okay. Then, Shtur does mention that idea about Amalek being fighting us as a zanav, and where Ayev Yagea, even though you could say Ayev Yagea is also hinted to in Mishalach also. Okay, Rafidim, maybe. Okay, what else? One big one that we missed. It's the biggest one.
Shmat talks about the arms.
What? It
talks about how Moshe.
That's true. There's a lot of focus on the Yad. There's a lot of Yad and Shmot. 100%. Vaya Kasher Yarim Yodem Moshe, because that's talking about the war. Correct. What else, Rafi?
What's the story of what happened? And Zafa is the commandment that to remember it.
Oh.
It doesn't go through the event.
Right? This is definitely the story. And that's why. Okay? Shmot is the story. But here is the commandment. And not only does the commandment, what is the big commandment? Besides that you should do it, it's also what? Zachor. Zachor is mentioned in Dvarim. Zachor, is that mentioned in Shmot?
No.
Okay? To the point. That what does Zachor mean? Okay, we have two separate parshiyot then, right? If you had, Dvarim is focused on what? And focused on our obligation to both remember and state. According to the Rosh, you have a mitzvah from the word Zachor to do what? To say from the Torah, from a sefer with a minyan, to what? To remember Amalek. Right? To mention Amalek. Correct? That's what I know from there. Is that correct or not? Now, I was very, very careful with what I just said.
To remember
and to mention. He says to read the Torah.
No idea.
Who says that? Right? That's what Zachor is. Zachor. Is Zachor interconnected with Mechia or not? Everyone with me? Mm-hmm. We have a mitzvah called Mechiat Amalek. One could say that that's a totally separate mitzvah. Okay? One could say. Correct or not? Zachor et asher asa lecha Hashem Amalek. Then you have another mitzvah called that you have to go wipe them out. Okay? So that's part of the question also. But clearly, before we do that right now, you see that there's a difference between Dvarim and Shmot. Dvarim, it's on Bnei Yisrael because of what they did to Bnei Yisrael. And Shmot is what? Hashem believed. They want to have they hate. They're against Hashem. Okay? That's one difference, which is important to point out. Another difference is this Zachor and Mechiat Amalek two separate mitzvot? Or not? Those are the questions I asked. One could have said that Zachor is an independent mitzvah to do what? According to the Rosh, the mitzvah is to say bitzibur with 10 people to do what?
To read
Zachor to do what?
To remember.
Is it balev?
No,
because you have to do bapeh. According to the Rosh, how do you do that? In a minyan with the Kriyat Torah. Is that necessarily connected to Mechiat Amalek? He mentions nothing about it, and there's no reason I would think it. Okay? However, the Ramban says that what? What does the Ramban say? The Ramban, when he said the mitzvah, said what? It is a mitzvah to say Minat Torah. It's only midrabanan that they were mitaking with a minyan. But what? But the what is the doraita? Vanachum beinai, the Ramban. Shulo mar shulo tishkach. We should not forget. Masha asalam amalek. Ad shenimchet shemo mitachar shemayim. And therefore, what? Unisaper zeh levanim udorotenu mar lahem kach asalam lanu harasha. Kach mitzavinu limchot et shemo. What does the Ramban do when he's talking about the mitzvah of Zachor? He connects what?
Into the killing.
He connects it to the Mechia. He says Zachor is interconnected to the Mechia. It's not an independent mitzvah. Okay? So, if I said so far, what we have now between the Machlokim and the Ramban and the Rosh, not only is it the 10 piece, this piece, they do agree on one level, Zachor and Zachor to be not Torah, but guess what? The mitzvah might be fundamentally different. Okay? If I had another marker that works, which one works? Rafi, which one works?
The red will be the black one.
Could very well be that according to this Ramban, the mitzvah, it is a mitzvah to say of Zachor, but it's what? It's kashur to Mechiyat HaMalek. It's connected. Everyone see that? The Rosh says that it would be Atzma'i. So that part they're arguing on also. Everybody with me? So I need to repeat what I just said. According to the Rosh, the mitzvah of Zachor is an independent mitzvah from Zachor to what? To do what? To not only remember, to speak about it where? From the Sefer with Pen. According to the Ramban, the mitzvah to say Zachor, that's connected, interconnected to what? To Mechiyat HaMalek.
But he's saying here that we don't have the Zachor anymore once we kill them. The entire thing, the entire question now is based on the Ramban.
Hold on. Give me a second before you're saying. Give me one more second. Now, with this being true, now let's bring it all together. You ready? We now asked, ready for it? If you're with him, we said we have a mitzvah of Zachor. And now we have a choice. Megillah with a minyan, or Megillah with a minyan, or Zachor. Says the Magen Avraham, better to do Megillah b'tzibur, because I can fulfill Zachor with my option 2 over there. Through what? I could be Yotzei mitzvah Zachor, via Vol Malek in Purim. Tell me the problems you would have with this. Before we go look at the Mishnah Berurah, first of all, what do you think the Magen Avraham is based on? What do you think the Magen Avraham is based on? I'll read for you the language of the Magen Avraham. But what is he based on? You hear my question? First of all, hopefully we're teaching you not just to read the sources and I understand it and now I finish the sources and now. I've been thinking about this for 6-7 hours. And I thought about it last year when people asked me questions. So you have to continue not only reading the sources, you got to go back and understand what exactly is everyone thinking here. It's not just he said, she said. Right? You got to understand what each one's saying. So the Magen Avraham said what? You go to Megillah b'tzibur. Why? Because I can be yotzei the mitzvah of Zachor through what? Via Vol Malek. When?
I'm Purim.
So one of the things we should ask is why do you only say via Vol Malek in Purim and not?
On Parsha Zachor.
No.
That's
a Bishalach, option number 1. Hold on. Oh, very good. You should know the Prima Godin says that that's what you could do. So what would you argue, before looking at the Mishnah Berurah, what would you argue fundamentally to say, what are you talking about? I can't be yotzei the mitzvah of Zachor. Why would you disagree with the Magen Avraham? After you disagree with Magen Avraham, we're going to figure out why the Mishnah Berurah disagreed with it. Why maybe the Mishnah Berurah didn't say what you said. So, and what does the Mishnah Berurah hold? And what does the Magen Avraham hold? So why would... number 1, what is he thinking? And number 2, what would you disagree with? Go ahead.
I would maybe disagree because maybe if we're reading it through Vayavah Melech, it's more than the pen because we're not really saying it as much. I mean more than the left, sorry. Because
but he agrees you have to say it. Everybody agrees you have to say it.
But the way that we'd be understanding it from Vayavah Melech, it's more balev.
Why is it more balev?
Because it's not said as directly as from Zahor, because Zahor you're actually saying to remember.
Ah, hold on, very good. You hear what he just said? What he said, what Mr. Gabriel said is that by saying it by Vayavah Melech, you don't say the word Zachor. Meaning, you think that the chiyuv of Zachor is to say the parsha of Zachor. To say that you have to remember. This is a chiyuv of Zachor. Meaning, what is Zachor? Zachor is not to just mention the idea of Amalek,
but to
mention that you know, because then I don't use the word remembering. Mention the chiyuv, the obligation of Zachor, which is what? To say over. To tell over. To transmit it. Lasaper levaninu ulidoroteinu. Who was that? That's what the Ramban says.
So it works
So one second, what you said right now, who said that with you? Who quoted what you just said? What Gabriel just said is, Magen Avraham, how can you say this? You see, our Torah is not just on a piece of paper. It's a lie. Magen Avraham, he's in the room right now. Magen Avraham, how do you say it? How do you say it? How can you say by Avraham Malek? How can you say you don't say Zachor by Avraham Malek? There's no Zachor. That's what he's saying. The chiyuv of Zachor is that you have to read Zachor et Asher Asal Chamalek. Meaning what? You have to say that you have a chiyuv to tell it over. Oh, that's what the Ramban said. And who quotes that? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. One second. Good question. One second. What does the Mishnah Berurah say? What the Mishnah Berurah says? Where is the word? Where does it start? Avalafiyani uzdaiti. Tarafresh pei sifkan tet zayin. What Gabriel said, Mishnah Berurah says also. What you said is exactly the Mishnah Berurah's question. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah Berurah argues and says, I can't be yotze with option number two because there is no zachor. The zachor is that I have a chiyuv of what? I need a tzivui. How did the Mishnah Berurah understand the Ramban? He quotes the Ramban that you have a tzivui to tell over.
To transmit
to your children of what Amalek did. And that is not in Vayavah Amalek. Now, what you have to ask yourself is, the Magen Avraham knows this. The Magen Avraham knows the Ramban. So the Magen Avraham must have, he was looking at it this way, right? He understood it. How did the Magen Avraham, maybe the Magen, what do you do for that? First of all, even before the answer of the Magen Avraham, should I answer the Magen Avraham now? Or should I just say that there are other ways to attack the Magen Avraham? Answer up or attack?
Attack.
You tell me, what are the other ways besides what the Mishnah Berurah said? What else could you have said? Why could you not be Yose with option number two?
Because it doesn't say lo tishkach.
So it doesn't say below tishkach, and therefore what? What does that have to do with zachor? Right?
Well, it's the same thing. Not to forget and to remember, kind of the same.
So that's what we have to figure out. Lo tishkach is balei volsim. What else? Yeah, Mr. Freeman, what do you say?
It's a story, not a commandment.
Yeah, so it's a little bit what Gabriel was saying, but explain more. Meaning, I think it may be that same ruach. It might be the same ruach, what he said, which is, is the tzivoy, which is what he was saying. This is the sipor. I think if you have to say that's exactly what the Mishnah Berurah was saying. That is what the Mishnah Berurah said. And that is the concept of the tzivoy versus the sipor is very much within the theme that the tzivoy is the B'nai Yisrael. And this is the story talking about Hashem. It's not only that difference. Good. Very good. Now, what would the Magen Avraham answer? What would the Magen Avraham answer?
Maybe that you got this from the Megillah.
Well, he doesn't say from the Megillah, he says from Bayav only.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing as well. You know?
It's not what he says, then he would have said through a Megillah. What would he say? Guy Raf, what would he say?
If the mitzvah is Zachor et Asher Asah Amalek, you can't. It's like saying you've been commanded to remember what Amalek did. And so, how can you fulfill that by saying, by just reading the bit, which is, you have been commanded to remember what Amalek did. You have to actually read through what Amalek did. So you have to read through what Amalek did.
So why did they not? But they said the mitzvah is to read that tzivoy. That's how the Mishnah Berurah understands it through the Ramban.
So the Magen Avraham says,
what would the Magen Avraham say?
It's not to remember the tzivoy, but the sefer.
Oh, good. And then what would you say at a certain level? On what level? If that's true, let's go with you. If that's true, then what's the commandment of Zachor according to the Magen Avraham? How do you want to say it? before seeing the stuff which you have seen?
To read through to.
To what?
To remind yourself of the story. Why?
Good. To remind yourself of the story. So why can't I do number three then?
Because that doesn't.
That doesn't tell me the story?
It's not the story of what Amalek did, and as we have in Shemot. It's a different story.
So that's the question. Do you have to. So just. That's the question. Does he say he understands the mitzvah Zachor Dasher Asalcha Amalek? You have to actually remember the story of Amalek. That would be one way to say it. He doesn't say that. It would have been nice. Okay? Or maybe he is saying that, and maybe I understood it differently also. Listen to the language.
A different remembrance of something Amalek did. There are four mentions of Amalek.
Correct. There's the mentions in both in Megillah. The truth is, I could have added. Could have added another seven level Shmuel also, right?
Yeah.
I could have added Shmuel Aleph Perek Tetvav also, right? That idea I could have added also. Yidal Tetvav, right? And Charlie, I have to make sure I'm not exact with the proking. The listen to the language of the Magen Avraham and tell me what you think. The Magen Avraham is not in front of you. The linear liyashim min haga olam to atu mikti ba Torah. She grew dafka b'Shabbat zo. Who says it's got to be read on this in the Shabbat? He says, "Ma pitom ela shechachamim tiknu b'Shabbat zo." Because many people are around and it's next to Purim, kedei l'smoch maaseh Amalek next to maaseh Aman. V'imkein, listen to this. Kesheshomea b'Purim parshat vayavom Amalek nami zocher maaseh Amalek v'yotzei dei chovato. Hear what he says? When he hears that by Avoha Malek on Purim, so then he'll either mention or remember Zocher Maaseh Malek, it'll be Yotzei Dechovah. So, it could be like Rafi said, that he felt that the mitzvah is what?
To talk about the Maaseh.
To talk about the story. That's why, right, his language is, Magen Avraham's language is what? By listening. Shomea to Vayavo Amalek, then what will happen?
Yes.
You will be, no, what does he say? You will be Zocher Maaseh Amalek. That's his language. Viyotze, it's very important, even though I give it to you, always to look at the first source that he says. That's his language. I'll hear Vayavo Amalek very much on Purim.
If you're Zocher, then you're Yotze.
What?
If it's Zocher, then you're Yotze.
So the question is, I listened to it. It could be Shomea Kaone. I wasn't sure. I was thinking about that this morning. This is after you're saying it. That Zocher doesn't even mean to just remember it. And then what? So it could be like Rafi said that he held that the mitzvah is not to actually say the words of Zachor there. But the mitzvah of Zachor is to do what? Is to listen and then Zocher Maaseh Amalek V'yotze. Now, meaning, the question then could be, either like take it like Rafi, who said Rafi said that's literally he sees that the mitzvah. But again, Nami Zocher Maaseh Amalek V'yotzei Dechovato. I don't think that he. It's tough to say Rafi. That doesn't sound like he's saying Mechachil is what you should be doing. Even he, I think, agrees in the. In the definition, you should be reading Dvarim. You should read Zohar. But he's saying, yeah, go ahead.
It's a funny way to remember the. Because it says, Zachor et asher asah. It's like it's saying, remember the asah, but then.
But it's not remember, it's to mention. It's to mention, it's to transmit, to say it over. Right? Again, that's the Ramban. That's the Ramban. It's fine.
To hear, to transmit.
So according to. Again, so according to the Magen Avraham, I'm not sure when he says the B'kayim Zachor, again, it could be that it's Shomea Ka'ona instead of you're saying it also. But he's saying that it's, I think any mention that as long as you're going to either say over the Maisa Amalek, you don't have to transmit it. You got to say it over. And by listening to Vayavo Amalek, the Ramban, I think the Magen Avraham wouldn't say that Zachor, just to tell you, I thought of it. He wouldn't say Zachor just to remember. Because he also has Lo Tishkach. He's not going to argue with that. I don't think that would drop. I don't think. I think he's going to say the same also. By listening and I'm saying. Now, couple of things. Number one is, so that's true. He says you could do it through number two. That's the Magen Avraham. That's the Magen Avraham. Now, the question I have for you is, number one is, why would he not do it by Parshat HaShalach, as the Prima Gadim says?
Yeah.
It could be that he's saying that since it's so much next to Purim, people are all thinking of singing Mishinichnas Adar the whole time. You're in the Purim mood the whole time. So then once you read Vayavo Malek on Purim, you're going to remember Zocher Maaseh Malek. It's very, very possible when you're listening to Parshat HaShavuah during Parshat HaShalach. You're not going to really think about Zocher Maaseh Malek. You're thinking about the man. You're thinking about a billion and one things. You're not really thinking, or are you talking? Even if there's a good chance you're not even listening. Okay? It could very well be because it's a Kriyas HaTorah, not only because we're not listening to Kriyas HaTorah, because you're doing other things and you know the halachot. So that's number one. Within the Magen Avraham, you'd say maybe not number one. Why would the Magen Avraham, if what Mr. Rafi is not exactly that you read it from, that you by Megillah or Shmuel? Also, why would the Magen Avraham not say there, I'm being Zocher Maaseh Amalek, I'm saying over Maaseh Amalek? Why is that not good enough? You hear the question? Let's say it's not exactly you have to read Shmot. Or maybe you have to. And tell me why. Everyone with me? If, according to the Magen Avraham, the definition of Mitzvah of Zachor is what? Lahaskir. To mention Maaseh Amalek. So why is he only limited to Vayavo Amalek of Purim? What should he do?
Say,
why not just say the Megillah? Why not say Shmuel Aleph?
So then it's which Maaseh Amalek?
Right? Maybe, what could you say? And I think this is also that what? Why did the Magen Avraham say this? What he does say is what? What does it have to be? Bitoch HaSefer. It's got to be Bitoch HaSefer. Remember the Rosh that said in HaTorah? To be Choshesh for the Rosh. Because he's not going like the Ramban, correct? He's not going like the Ramban. That's what the Mishnah Berurah said. Watch this, remember? The Mishnah Berurah said based on the Ramban, correct?
Yeah.
That's what the Mishnah Berurah said, the Ramban. We're saying the Magen Avraham, you know what the Magen Avraham would be? The Magen Avraham would be much more like the Rosh. And say what? And say in this case, what do you need? You need the Mitoch HaSefer. And what would that be then? Is the Megillah or Shmuel a Sefer?
No.
No, Megillah is called an Igeret. It's called a letter. Shmuel is Navi. You need to be from a Sefer. And that's why he would say, Vayavo Amalek over here, we said is no good, because people aren't thinking about it. You're not going to be Zocher Maaseh Amalek over here. This is better for him. This is not a Sefer. This obviously is good if you have the option. And we have to get to this in 1 second. First, everybody understand what I just said. How we've done this year so far is we started out, what is the machlokas between the Rosh and the Ramban? We broke it down into three different parts. We wanted to know what exactly do they argue about and what do they agree about. We brought down that they agree in certain points and disagree in certain points. But one of the pieces we had said is what exactly this machlokas achromim, halach lemaisa, between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham might actually be dependent on this machlokas Ramban and the Rosh. That according to Mishnah Berurah, how could you, Mr. Magen Avraham, say that you can be Yotzei Zachor via Vayavo Amalek? What are you talking about? The mitzvah of Zachor is the tzivoy. You have to read the parsha of Kitavo, of Kitetzin. Oh, I keep saying Kitavo. Of Kitetzin, of Zachor Dachos Zachor Amalek. How can you say that? How can you say that? That was a question that Gavriel and the Ramban had said. He himself says it was based on the Ramban. So an easy way, quote unquote, easy way to understand what the Magen Avraham says himself. That what did they argue about the definition of Zachor? And according to him, the definition of Zachor is not good enough. That matter of just the tzibur of reading Zachor. What is the idea? You need to, by listening to Vayavo Amalek, what are you doing? You're being Zocher Maaseh Amalek. It's not, he says, by Vayavo Amalek of Purim, because it's a Sefer, and at that point, since the whole Takana was next to Purim, and you're thinking about Purim, so therefore it makes a lot of sense that you would do it from there, and not Mitzvah, because that's an Igeret, not Vayavo Amalek that the Prima Gadim said, who, because it's Parshat B'Shalach, maybe you won't think about Purim. Okay? Yeah.
Somebody else even answers that something from God. It's a very common answer. Like, he's saying,
you're not going to
focus on Hamalei. So, like, if you pass the law that you have to, that you can, and that you can be Yotze, they're remembering Hamalei, so that people wouldn't have the Kavana to be Zil, to be Zil Hamalei, when we're reading Parsha.
You're asking why not be Yotze L'Chachilat, number one?
Right, no, I'm saying, like, it doesn't...
Prima God said yes. I'm saying why the Magid Avram would not say number one. The Prima God, then, when he wrote it down, said that you could do it via number one.
I thought he said you
could. No. The Prima God said yes. I'm saying why the Magid Avram only chose two. The Magid Avram, what did the Magid Avram say? If you're forced to, how should you fulfill the mitzvah of Zachor?
You should do it.
Through Vayavo Malei Kippur. I asked at that point, why, if the whole idea is Liskor Masa Amalei, and not like Rafi, that it has to be Dafka from the prime source of story, just to the idea. Before Rafi thought and said it, I had thought in the car that the score might sound like is you have to talk over the Rishmut of Amalek. So that is accomplished both over here, over here, over here. I can't believe I wrote down Keep Talking. What's wrong with me? Keep Talking. Right? It's accomplished. What's going on? So if you pay attention to the actual context of what the Magen Avraham says, you have to remember my Samalek. It's very possible that when you're reading Parshat Bashalach, you're not going to remember my Samalek so much because you're not focused as much as Haman and everything like that.
That's a good answer, though.
Why not?
Because if we knew that you could be focused on that, then you could...
So that might be. It might be. It's safe, but again... What? Okay. Could be. It could be. It could be. But he's saying, if I have to choose, which one am I going to do? I'm going to choose much more l'chadchila this guy. If I have to choose in my b'dievet situation, which one I'm going to answer? You're telling me, in theory, he could be half kavana. Maybe. The truth is the same thing over here. By going by kamarcha kitetze. The idea is, it's a machlokas aposkin. Let's say, so, the same idea over here. Some will say yes, as long as you have kavana. You have to have an actual kavana, but maybe you're not going to have kavana. Maybe you have to even tell the Baal Kore to have kavana. Okay?
Can you explain how you connected the
Rambam
with the
Mishnah?
How you connected
these
two?
He connected them. I just showed it to you. Mishnah Berurah connected them. I'm happy to see it again. What happened? We had said that the Mishnah. What happened? Let's start. The Mishnah Berurah argued on the Magen Avraham, correct? So the Magen Avraham said, look, it's better to go and give up at Tzibur. You're on the base, you get out for when? You go out for the Megillah and Tzibur. You go out on Purim. Why? Because Zachor is not limited to option number four of Shabbat Zachor, but rather what? You can be Yotze Zachor via reading by the Vayavo Amalek on Purim. Ask Gavriel and the Ramban and the Mishnah Berurah, how can I be Yotze by Mitzvah Zachor? How can I be Yotze by Mitzvah Zachor? My Mitzvah Zachor is what? It is the tzivoy to read over Zachor Tasher Asalach Amalek to transmit it to the transmit it. And if I look at the Parshiyot in Dvarim, it has that, in Shemot it doesn't have that. How can I be Yotzei? So the Mishnah Berurah was saying, what is the mitzvah of Zachor? Exactly like the Ramban.
So that's what they're arguing about.
Versus what the Magen Avraham was saying is, what are you talking about? What the Magen Avraham was saying is, that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not exactly the same of that tzibur. The mitzvah of Zachor is what? The mitzvah of Zachor is, we had said, like the Rosh. And he himself says, to do what? To, by Zohir Ma'aseh Amalek, you have to be Lahaskir Ma'aseh Amalek. That is fulfilled by a Vayavo Amalek, a Purim.
Okay, fine.
Got it? Okay, yeah. So, meaning the machlokes of the Achronim between the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham is actually the machlokes of the Rishonim that we started with.
But the only way you got that question is because the Rambam said that you don't need 10 people for Zachor. So how could he not have agreed with that one? That's the only way you got it.
This is... No, no. Say it again.
That only exists because he said you don't need 10. It's Takanat Rabbanim. So how could he not agree with that? With the Brewer. How could they?
Say it again.
Like, the way you got your question was by saying that Rambam says that 10 people for Zachor is by Takanat Rabbanim.
I got the question to say which one expresses, right?
Okay, so then he has to agree with the Magen Avraham's opinion.
The Mishnah Berurah has to agree.
No, the Ramban has to agree with that because that's basically based on him.
Okay. I gotta take a question. No, I'm supposed to stop like 12 minutes. Say it again.
Okay, when you like the way you presented it was
which
best.
I mean, yeah, got it.
The only way that question, the question exists, is
of whether you should choose Kriyat HaMegillah B'Tzibur, which is what the Magen Avraham said.
Is if
so, Mishnah Berurah says what? What did Mishnah Berurah say? What was the maskana of Mishnah Berurah? What did he say to do? To go right to do Zachor, right down Sisrah. Right, to get out for Shabbat Zachor. Because he says, I can't do, what was he saying? I can't do it through Vayavo Amalek.
Okay,
I need...
And I need 10 for it, no?
What?
I need 10.
Right, and that's why I get out. That's why I get out for there.
Exactly, and the other one says, since you don't need 10, you can get out. And the person that said you don't really need 10 according to Torah is an Ramban, so it doesn't have to be the other.
And the Ramban said, it's Kashub Chiyat Amalek. He probably says that it's from Sefer also, if I guess, not sure. That's not true.
The Ramban says two things. The Ramban says one, Minyan is the Ramban. And he also says you have
to. And says one to be the Ramban? The Minyan to be the Ramban.
Right, yeah, he says that the Zohar part, that's
the Raisin.
So he says that's the partial Zohar we're reading at specifically.
Correct. So even though, if I'm not mistaken, even though the Chiyu for a Minyan is only a Takana Midrabanan, still he'll say that trumps the Megillah B'Tzibur. Why? Because the only way I can fulfill the Zohar is actually by what? Is actually having a Tzibur. Right? And there's a chi of the right to actually read the Zachor by Yom HaMalek doesn't suffice. Good? Yeah.
I have another question. Again, on the way that the Magen Avraham is like this entire question that he's having one with the Ramban says. But
Mr. Burris, basically the question.
Yeah, but the argument between the Magen Avraham and Mr. Burris comes from what the Ramban says.
Well, this is what I'm claiming because I see the Mishnah Berurah saying Ramban.
This is not creating the argument of how he starts, how can the Magen Avraham start this argument based on what the Ramban said, if the Ramban is only saying that you have to transmit. First of all, he's saying you have to transmit, but the Magen Avraham isn't saying transmit, it's saying to say it here, and furthermore.
You're mixing the two. Let's talk about it right now. Everyone, you guys now have Chavruto. I'm happy to talk to you about it. Okay? Guys, everyone should take a 5-minute break and then go learn b'chavrutot. There's plenty of water.